Thank you, Jason. Okay. Now we have a very special faculty member who's come all the way from the mountains of Austria to the desert here to share with us the European experience on the minimally invasive mediopatellofemoral, Christian Fink. Christian, welcome.
Thank you. Well, I gave this talk at the Magellan meeting in May in Lake Como, and Kevin saw this talk and said, well, you might come over and give this talk in Las Vegas. And here I am. Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be invited here, and I think this is a great meeting. So these are my disclosures. Well, quetiapstantan as a use for MPFL construction is not new. It has been published by Stanson in 2005. He used a strip of quad tendon as an MPFL replacement, and he reported some excellent result. Well, it didn't quite cross the ocean, and it was not very popular in Europe at this time. So in 2008, I was president of the German-speaking arthroscopy association, and I had to go to a meeting to Macedonia, which I didn't want to go there. But it turned out the first talk was really worth going there. It was Professor Veselko from Ljubljana who presented the quadriceps tendon transfer on a slightly different technique to Stanson. He used a strip of quadriceps tendon with a longitudinal approach, as you will see. It was about 10 centimeters long. It was prepared with a smiley knife. He left it attached distally, but he undermined the medial tissue and fixed it with two sutures on the side, and he used an interference screw like you have seen from Jason before. Well, when I came home, it kind of didn't leave my mind, because when you look at the MPFL looks like, and this was what I was doing previously, and this is how this kind of reconstruction with quad and it looked like, well, it just looked more like an MPFL than this construct. Well, the downside of this was, well, we know that it's a big exposure and it was kind of tricky to prepare this strip of quad tendon. And we all know these scars from harvesting quad tendon, also from ACL construction. By this time, we were working on some minimal invasive tools to harvest quad tendon for ACL construction, actually, and it looked like we just have to modify our instruments a little bit. So we developed this technique, which is used only a small transverse incision of about 2.5 to 3 centimeter. We can harvest a tendon graft of 8 to 10 centimeter length, which can be 10 or 12 millimeter wide and about 3 millimeter thick. We used sutures, as was proposed by Matyas. We prepared the medial board of the patella, so it really gets some good healing there, and then we placed the tunnel under fluoroscopy, as we have seen from Jason. Well, the interesting thing is you can use this technique in adults with in adolescents with open growth plates, because then you don't use an interference cue. You can use maybe one suture anchor at the femoral insertion, or you just use sutures for fixation. So this is the clinical situation, patellar dislocation. This is the positioning. Well, you can use whatever position you like. You make sure you have the good access for the image intensifier during the procedure. And then you make the small incision over the supramedial board of the patella. You use the first knife. This is a double blade, which is 10 or 12 millimeter in width. You have the length measurement here, so you make sure you use about 8 centimeters above the top of the patella, and you make sure you go medial, rather slightly lateral, not on the central, rather slightly lateral on the patella, not medially. So then you use a second knife. This is a thickness knife. You see this cut, and it can cut a 3 millimeter thickness graft out of the patella. You can use the same when you do an ACL construction, but then you use a 5 or 6 millimeter thickness knife to just give the thickness of the graft. And then you use this cutter, which again is just like a modified suture cutter. You get it in and then you bring it up again and you cut the graft and then you take it out and you see this nice strip of quadriceps tendon. Then you prepare it down to the periosteum, and to go down on the lateral side, you go down about 1 centimeter. On the medial side, you go down half a centimeter on the patella bone, onto patella bone. Then you put sutures, resorbable sutures, in the end of the tendon graft. So then you prepare, you see, to prepare the medial border of the patella, you can use the rancher to kind of get some bleeding on the medial border, and you undermine the tissue on the medial patella border. And then you put it through, leaving it attached to the periosteum. This gives you a nice insertion of the MPFL at the site of the MPFL insertion. You fix it with two sutures on either edge of the tendon. Then you palpate the adductor tubercle the way you've seen it from Jason. It's very important to just incise the skin. If you do this subcutaneously, there's the saphenous nerve, and if you go down sharply, just down to bone, you may injure the saphenous nerve. So be careful about that and just do this bluntly using a scissor. When you know this, is use exact placement of as it was described by Philip Schertle, and use the image intensifier. Always use the image intensifier for that. And then you pull it through, and as said by Jason, fix it with a resorbable screw, just like you're used to with the hamstring construct. And we also fix it in about 20 degrees of flexion. So you see the pull graft out. Well, this is the end result. This is your cosmetic appearance of this. You've got these two incisions, and you've got some good stability. We just finished the biomechanics of this, and we submitted it to ISACOS this upcoming year. It was done at the University of Münster. We used 13 fresh frozen cadaveric knees, and the MPFL was fixed with a femoral insertion on a tendon clamp and positioned in a testing machine. We started testing the normal native MPFL and then did a reconstruction and then tested the reconstructed quadriceps tendon MPFL. And you see the values of original MPFL and quadriceps tendon, they're quite similar. The stiffness, this is the most important, the stiffness of the MPFL is quite low, so it's about 30 newton per millimeter. And the stiffness of the quadriceps tendon construct is almost the same. The yield load, and you see the maximum load of this construct just fixed with two sutures is about the same than the original MPFL. Well, at the same institution, they did some biomechanics on the hamstring reconstruction grafts, and you see the stiffness of a hamstring reconstruct fixed by either way is about 90 to 100 newton per millimeter. So it's a much stiffer construct, and that's why we are a little bit concerned sometimes of over-constraining the hamstring construct. So these are the cosmetic appearance after 1 month, 3 months, 12 months. So in summary, we found that the quadriceps tendon reconstruction is a reliable technique for MPFL reconstruction and also for some revision surgical cases, which will come up in the future. It avoids tunnels and screws, anchors in the patella, and therefore doesn't have the risk of patella fracture. It can be used in children with open physis. There are good short-term clinical results. We are just about to publish this in the near future, and we have seen some promising biomechanical results. Thank you very much.